We want to hear the bad as well as the good. In the world of philanthropy, trust is perhaps the rarest and most valuable commodity. Given the inherent power dynamic between funder and grantee, it would be understandable for grantees to present only their best face, even when grappling with serious challenges. However, JPP made trust a priority, allowing them to build strong bonds with grantees, advisors, and fellow grantmakers. Building trust internally. The foundation's approach to grantmaking changed as they learned. At the beginning, the foundation required extensive reporting to learn about grantees and their work. This wasn't merely a bureaucratic exercise. The foundation wanted to make these reports useful, carefully reading and responding to the information they received. This two-way communication helped establish a foundation of mutual understanding and respect, although it placed a significant burden of reporting on grantees. Initially, the foundation tended to provide project support, but gradually moved toward general support grants, which are widely recognized as the most valuable and flexible funding an organization can receive. Staff understood the grantees knew best and gave them the flexibility to use their funds as they saw fit. JPP also experimented with grant duration, eventually settling on predominantly 3-year commitments that were largely renewed at the end of that term. This evolution reflected a growing understanding that meaningful change takes time and that grantees rarely receive the kind of stable, predictable funding they need to plan more effectively, take on more ambitious projects, and focus on their mission rather than spend their time constantly fundraising. This approach required JPP to be more patient in seeing results and more flexible in their expectations. Internally, the foundation conducted regular meetings in which program and grants management staff were encouraged to be honest about successes and challenges. These candid discussions, while sometimes difficult, proved invaluable in building trust among teams and with senior leadership. By creating a safe space for open dialogue, the foundation tried to create a culture of continuous improvement, mutual support, and the free exchange of ideas. Building trust did face some obstacles. Staff were encouraged to be in the office whenever possible, limiting travel. This made it more challenging to build personal relationships with grantees, and staff adapted as they could through remote meetings and maximizing in-person time. They tried to find creative ways to stay connected, such as virtual site visits and regular check-in calls. This adaptability would later prove crucial during the COVID-19 pandemic, when remote work became the norm. Cultivating trust with grantees. Building trust with grantees is challenging but crucial for effective grantmaking. As Jen Patrick, a senior program officer in the Environment Program, noted, when a grantee calls and admits they're struggling with something, that's a sign. A grantee doesn't call you with a problem unless they trust you. The foundation learned to go beyond financial support, which became particularly important when the personal safety of individuals and organizations put them at risk because of their JPP-funded work. For example, as Black women climate leaders face increasing threats from the fossil fuel industry, the foundation responded to a request to fund efforts to provide personal and organizational security in close coordination with the Kresge Foundation. Recognizing the broader implications of these challenges, the foundation identified potential areas of field-wide needs, including digital security, mental health, rest and spiritual well-being, organizational safety, individual and family safety, and community well-being and collective care. By addressing these often overlooked aspects of nonprofit work, the foundation demonstrated a deeper understanding of what it takes to create sustainable change. Supporting grantees through challenges. The foundation's commitment to trust was perhaps most evident in how they supported grantees that were experiencing challenges. They saw their role as much more than making grants. They positioned themselves as partners in the work, ready to offer support when the going got tough. During the Me Too movement, when many organizations were grappling with issues of sexual harassment and problematic workplace culture, the foundation stepped in supportively. They helped grantees navigate these sensitive issues with wisdom and thoughtfulness, providing resources and guidance without being prescriptive. Similarly, as some grantee organizations began to unionize, JPP helped them manage this transition. JPP recognized unionization as part of the broader movement for workers' rights and helped organizations approach it constructively. JPP also assisted organizations facing management challenges and other internal problems that inevitably arise in complex organizations. The approach was to provide meaningful support, reinforcing the idea that the foundation and grantees were on the same team. This might involve allowing grantees to use funding from one grant for multiple purposes, such as project support and strategic planning, considering the repurposing of funds to address pressing challenges, connecting grantees with consultants, facilitating peer learning opportunities, or simply offering a sympathetic ear and sound advice. Trust in high-stakes research. The Foundation's approach extended beyond traditional grant-making to funding risky but potentially groundbreaking research. This was particularly evident during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. When vaccine manufacturers were working on potentially lucrative gene-based vaccines, Barbara Picower was eager to support efforts to find unconventional and affordable alternatives and worked with advisors and grantees to identify opportunities to make a difference. Dr. Huda Zoghbi, a JPP advisor and later a member of JPP's Alzheimer's Disease Consortium, encouraged Barbara to support the research of Drs. Peter Hotez and Maria Elena Botazzi at the Baylor College of Medicine, whose team was working to develop a safe, affordable vaccine that could be produced anywhere in the world with proven, accessible technologies and didn't require expensive storage. The vaccine was patent-free and so-called open source, making it accessible and affordable to those who needed it most. Barbara immediately offered $1 million to kickstart the work. This was a significant investment in an unproven approach, made at a time when every day counted in the race to develop a vaccine. This trust paid off spectacularly, producing 100 million vaccine doses for countries that couldn't afford other options. The works of Dr. Hotez and Botazzi earned them a Nobel Prize nomination, recognition from the National Academy of Medicine, and a place in Time Magazine's top 100 in health. Effect on grantee relationships. JPP's flexibility and openness to honest feedback created a relationship of greater trust between the foundation and its grantees. Grantees said that they were better able to share their true challenges and needs, rather than feeling pressured to present an overly rosy picture of their work. In fact, in almost every meeting Barbara attended with grantees, she would emphasize that the foundation wanted to hear about those challenges. With better information about how a grantee was doing, what hurdles it was encountering, or what else it needed to succeed, staff could give grantees the time and space they needed to better achieve their goals. As Kristen Clark, who was president and executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and U.S. Assistant Attorney General in the Biden administration, noted, "I would tell my team that we're not going to rush to spend down a grant. We might need more time, or we will revise the purpose or add another challenge. That kind of flexibility was really helpful. I never felt like we would be punished for that. JPP created space for honesty."